8:10 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us on the line is our Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good. Can we talk about the Indians?
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right. Haven't lost since Game 6 of the Cavs, right? Yeah. 12 in a row. This team, you know, if they'd had this pitching staff back in the 90s, they would have won the World Series every year, but anyway, they didn't. But well, now they're ready.
If we had beaten Atlanta in the 90s, we would have had all different
stuff. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they've done very well, and you've got some news, too, to talk about regarding steel imports. What's going on?
Yeah, good news last week. The International Trade Commission unanimously found that the U.S. steel industry has been injured by dumping from China and Japan. Basically, that means that those countries, companies in those countries, or those countries, if they own their own factories, which sometimes they do, sold their steel into the United States. This was called cold rolled steel. Sold it into the United States under cost, which means they broke international trade laws. You can't do that because it puts domestic workers out of business, and domestic workers laid off, domestic companies go out of business. So this is good news for steel companies. It matters for Lorain. It matters for several other plants around Ohio. And it's what we need to do, and the administration has been pretty aggressive about enforcing these trade laws.
How does it translate into help for, let's say, furloughed steel workers in the city of Lorain?
I don't know specifically yet how many workers get called back as a result of this, but what it does mean is that the steel that American steel workers make, like at U.S. Steel in Lorain, can be competitively sold again at market prices. So when another country is dumping steel here, selling it below cost, that simply means that there's no way for us to produce it, no matter how efficient we are. Our steel workers are some of the most efficient in the world. There's a plant in Cleveland, ArcelorMittal, first time in world history where one person hour produced one ton of steel. So we can always compete if the playing field is level and fair. It hasn't been because of what particularly Korea, South Korea, and China have done.
Yesterday, President Obama talked about free trade. This here would seem to focus more on fair trade.
Yeah, this is. I mean, I fundamentally disagree with presidents of both parties over the last 20 years on NAFTA, on CAFTA, on Trans-Pacific Partnership, on these trade agreements. But within these trade agreements, there are provisions to protect American workers and save jobs and help American companies. And President Obama was right yesterday talking about enforcing these rules and trade laws in a fair way, in a legal way, just enforcing international trade law. The International Trade Commission did that. The Department of Commerce has done that. So while I don't think our trade policy overall makes sense for American workers, when we do enforce some of the teeth in these trade laws, American workers win. And small businesses, I mean, when a major steel maker has to lay off, it not just affects those workers and those families in the community, but the whole supply chain leading into that.
When it comes to trade, do the Cleveland Indians need to trade for another bat, maybe a closer, or, you know, if it's not broke, don't mess with it?
Well, I without great expertise, I would look at the farm system and consider trading a prospect for a good first baseman or DH or outfielder or a good hitter. But I wouldn't touch the pitching staff, at least the starters. But just my opinion.
Well, we enter now.
Everybody's got one.
That's true. That's what makes us sports fans. I just want to touch on something. We're entering into the nation's birthday. Does the nation's capital have a different glow to it at this time of the year? Does it get a lot of love because of the fact that we're celebrating our nation's birthday?
Yeah, I've never actually been here over July 4th. I always come back to Cleveland, used to come back to Lorain over the 4th. But the people always look forward to the fireworks here, and there's all kinds of parties. There's probably no place in America to watch fireworks than around the Capitol, with whether the domes in the background or the Washington Monument, wherever people are. I know there are a lot of parties on the 3rd and the 4th celebrating, and I've just never been part of it.
Ah, well, we appreciate you sharing part of the beginning of our holiday weekend, because here in Elyria, they're doing fireworks tonight and getting everything started as we celebrate our nation's birthday. Thanks for sharing the time with us, Sherrod. Appreciate
it. Glad to do it. Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Bruce.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning here on AM 930 WEOL.